and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, tonight's a big night. WWE Live, the Road to WrestleMania tour at First National Bank Arena. And we are joined on the phone this morning by the man who's in the main event. Please welcome to the show for the very first time, Baron Corbin.
I get a little bell. I feel fancy now.
Hey, man. You know, hey, you're the main event for the WWE event tonight. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great spot to be, and you know, all eyes are on that main event, and it's trying to tear the house down. So it's awesome.
Well, that's what you guys have been doing over the last few weeks and months, man. Watching what's happened between you and the Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman, has been pretty wild, especially since Elimination Chamber really gotten crazy. What can we expect later on tonight?
I mean, madness. It purely matters. If you've seen what we've been doing, we're trying to hit each other with everything we can find, from tables to chairs to everything. So it's an all-out battle every night with him. And, he's called the Monster Among Men for a reason. He's, pretty much 400 pounds. He's like 6'7", 6'8". And you pretty much have to hit him with a Mack truck to keep him down.
What's wild, though, is, we talk a lot about the Monster Among Men and how big Braun Strowman is, but we took my son to see Raw a couple of weeks ago in Memphis. And I think the thing that my son, who's 9, reacted to when you came out was, dang, Baron Corbin's bigger than I thought, because you're a monster yourself.
Yeah, I'm not too small, man. I'm 6'7", 6'8", with my boots on and about 280 pounds.
God. Wow.
So I'm no small person either.
So when did you hit the growth spurt? Was there ever like a point in school where you just all of a sudden were towering over everybody else?
Man, it's funny because every year, like growing up, I was always the tallest and biggest kid until I got to college. But it was just one of those things where I was always known as the biggest kid. There was a girl who kept up with me till about 9th grade, and then finally I beat her out.
So
it wasn't cool. I was like, man, I gotta be bigger than this girl.
Right. And see, for a guy who might be pushing 5'10", I struggle with that still to this day.
Going like anywhere with my wife, she's 5'4", and somebody goes, dang, how tall are you? And she'll just answer, I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
when they're clearly talking to me. But
all right, so here's my truth. Again, I'm about 5'10". My wife is about 5'9", but when she puts the heels on, I have a major complex.
Yeah, you're in trouble then.
Yeah, because I'll tell her, I'm like, every time we're going somewhere important or I'm around my friends, you want to be taller than me.
That's what they do. They want to make sure we know they're in charge.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So how has your life changed since going on the road full-time with WWE?
I mean, a lot of things change. It's hard to be away from home as much as we are. So a lot of guys, have families. I've got a family at home, animals, and it's tough. So I think that's the biggest change is having to adjust and your family having to adjust to you being gone. But I'm one of the lucky ones. My wife and family, they support it and want me to be as successful as I can be and, be in all those main events and hopefully headline at WrestleMania someday. So they support it, and that makes it easy. But it's nice, too, because you kind of create a family on the road with some of the guys because you're all going through the same things. And then you got a guy you travel with usually where you're on the road, you find the gyms and the food. And I think when you have to make those sacrifices, you develop, good relationships with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy that you're in the vehicle with the most at this point?
Tyler Breeze, believe it or not. He's kind of my road buddy. We run on the same schedule, so it works really well. We play video games, and it makes it very easy.
What's your go-to video game?
Right now we're playing Call of Duty, the Blackout.
Gotcha, yeah.
Version, and then the new Resident Evil as well.
So were you a wrestling fan growing up, or is this something that, based on size, kind of came to you?
No, believe it or not, Kansas City, my dad was a huge wrestling fan. And early race territory came through Kansas City. And so we got to see a lot of guys. But when I was young, I went to a couple of shows and saw like Big Boss Man and saw Kamala and saw these guys that were just larger than life, and they were big dudes that could move, and they were so athletic. So it's funny because I took all that, and I was a fan of Bam Bam Bigelow. My dad would always be like, all right, watch what they do and then take it to football practice. So wrestling kind of got me good at football, at being a big guy. I wouldn't be able to move and just run people over. And, it made me very successful. And I made it to the NFL, played a couple of years. And then when I was done with football, I was like, oh, man, what do? Well, I think it's time to go be a wrestler, go and wrestle.
Yeah.
me go like full circle. So wrestling made me good at football, and football got me into wrestling. So it was kind of a fun path.
So when you go down there to Orlando and the Performance Center, and then you make your debut on NXT, how different was that from what you had done with football and your Golden Gloves career? Because, I mean, when you go into sports entertainment, it's a different beast altogether. How was that transition?
I think the biggest transition for me was conveying the emotion. You know, when you're an athlete and you play football or boxing or whatever it is you're doing, you're always taught not to show emotions. You know, don't show your opponent you're tired, you're hurt, you're angry, you're frustrated. You know, don't show any of that. And then coming to WWE, now we want to convey that to millions of people around the world, right, through a television and a live audience with a microphone. That was the biggest adjustment for me, was really having to kind of tap into all of those things that I've been holding in for, you know, 25 years playing football and boxing and whatnot. So that was the biggest adjustment, you know, the physicality, the training, the ability to do the things we do in the ring physically was all very natural. I'm a very athletic person, but it was really kind of cracking open that vault of emotions to help convey exactly what we're going through in the ring emotionally or on the microphone. And it's not an easy thing to do. So that was the biggest adjustment for me.
WWE superstar Baron Corbin joins us on the phone this morning. He's live tonight at First National Bank Arena. Let's kind of rewind and go back to when you got the call. You're leaving NXT. You're about to be on the main roster on Monday Night Raw. Can you remember what those emotions were like and what those nerves were like?
Well, it was funny because, you know, I debuted at WrestleMania in Dallas, 101,000 plus people.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
So I was told that the night before by Triple H. He pulled me into an office after our NXT show, and he said, and he was texting the entire time.
Right.
He kind of only looked at me like once, because I think he was just messing with me. But he was just texting in like nonchalantly. He's like, hey, tomorrow you're in the Battle Royal on WrestleMania, and you're also being called up to Monday Night Raw. And he walked out like it was no big deal.
Right.
And it was kind of that absolute flood of emotions of like, are you messing with me? I didn't quite know how to react. And then Canyon, the guy who kind of helped me transition into NXT, and, you know, he's doing the searching for future superstars and all that. He kind of was like, he was in shock too, because it was kind of his first major call up of guys he worked with. And we both kind of just stood there and stared at each other for a minute. it was a surreal moment. And then, you know, the next day, walking down that ramp in front of 101,000 people was insane. Like, it's a debut I'll never forget. I think I'm the only superstar to debut at a WrestleMania and win the the Andre the Memorial Giant Battle Royal, but just to debut at that magnitude is insane.
So we've seen Baron Corbin in recent weeks, you know, out there with people like John Cena, Triple H, Vince McMahon, Kurt Angle. Does that feel different, like when you're out there performing with a Vince McMahon in the ring, where the guy who's kind of built the WWE? Or at this point, is it just what you do?
No, I mean, it's always another level when you're out there with a guy like Vince or Shane or Stephanie or Hunter or Cena, because, you know, those are the faces of WWE. Those are, you know, I mean, Vince is the guy, period. And so it adds some pressure, but it's a good pressure. It's like, you know, you want to prove to them, if you're in the ring with those guys and you're getting an opportunity to stand in the ring with those guys, like, you want to be on your A game. So it's like it's an added like motivation and an added pressure that I like. I like that kind of feeling because I like to show out. I like to be like, yeah, see, exactly, this is who I am. I can hang with you any day you ever want. And I think it brings me up to another level. You know, when people see you in the ring with superstars like John Cena or Randy Orton or Roman Reigns, they attribute you to that level. You know, it's kind of guilty by association. So if you're in there with those kind of guys, then people think you belong. And then if you tell it to yourself and you show out, you do belong. So it's an awesome feeling.
And as somebody who's watched that progress of you, you know, from the NXT to where you are right now, it's really wild to see how quickly you adapted, both physically, but even more so with the personality and the promos and all of that. I think that's real fun to watch, because it just seems like that's a thing that's completely natural to you.
Yeah, and it's slowly getting better. Like, I feel better every time I do those things. Like, we always get told, like if there's a fish in a bowl, he'll only get as big as his bowl. But they're giving me these opportunities to really, be the guy. And I think that, I go out there with the mentality that I am the guy and I want to, strap the whole company on my back and run with it if I can. So I think it's one of those things where, I'm growing to all the opportunities they're giving me. And it's really fun for myself to be out there and kind of feel those things when you have to go out and open the show with a promo that's 15 minutes long and you feel like you crush it. It's a pretty good feeling.
So Baron Corbin joins us live on the phone this morning. It's later on tonight, First National Bank Arena, Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman. For people who don't have their tickets right now, what would you say to them to get them to the box office, to get them to show up tonight in Jonesboro?
Well, I just think it's important for people to come to these live events. If they've ever watched wrestling at all, or if they've never seen a WWE event, if you come out to these live events, you'll find that the energy in the building and from the superstars is infectious. And it's so funny because you'll watch grown men and women or grandmothers, and they're just going crazy, and they lose it. And it's like, everybody turns into a 10-year-old kid that just loves every second of it. It lets you escape from your daily life. It lets you forget about whatever's going on, and you can just let loose and scream at people and let your frustrations out on, guys like me and cheer for Braun Strowman or cheer for Finn Balor. And like, you see those heroes in front of kids' eyes. And I think it's an amazing feeling. And I think everybody needs to experience it. And if you come to a live event and you've never been to one, I can guarantee you'll want to come to the next one and the one after that. It's addicting and it's just amazing. And the more energy the people bring, the more the superstars, push the limits and try to just make it as crazy as possible.
We appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy travel day, and we'll see you tonight at WWE Live, The Road to WrestleMania in Jonesboro. Thank you, Baron Corbin.
I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for having me hang out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.